One of the most common uses of T and D in English is to mark the past tense. This is also the source of one of the most common errors. If a verb ends with T or D, the past tense is pronounced it or id, as in deleted. If the verb ends with a voiced sound, the past tense is pronounced d. If the verb ends with a voiceless sound, the past tense is pronounced t. Let's try some words that end with T or D. Deleted. Accepted. Handed. Surrounded. Acted. Grounded. Founded. Commanded. Insisted. Intended. Planted. Consulted. Implemented. Surrounded. Tinted. Lamented. Hounded. Created. Protested. Let's try some words where the verb ends with a voiced sound. I'll say the verb in the present tense and then in the past tense. Use, used. Call, called. Wave, waved. Rob, robbed. Gag, gagged. Lodge, lodged. Hum, hummed. Fear, feared. Wing, winged. Flow, flowed. Flaw, flawed. Try, tried. New, newed. Row, rowed. Pray, prayed. Finally, let's try some verbs that end with a voiceless sound. These will probably be the easiest. Make sure that the T is there, but you don't have to voice it. Wished. Roped. Missed. Watched. Laughed. Liked. Packed. Helped. Here's a combination of words. I'll say them in the present and then in the past tense. Practice overdoing the T and the D sounds. Make sure that you distinguish between the two. Cross, crossed. Show, showed. Rent, rented. Crash, crashed. Need, needed. Manage, managed. Peel, peeled. Shave, shaved. Quit, quit. It's an irregular past. Murder, murdered. Kiss, kissed. Punch, punched. Play, played. Surprise, surprised. Guard, guarded. Involve, involved. Mark, marked. Define, defined. Cook, cooked. Treat, treated. Dress, dressed. Jilt, jilted. Delight, delighted. Approach, approached. Crack, cracked. Cure, cured. Halt, halted. Melt, melted. Corrupt, corrupted.